Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. In an attempt to revive her Warhol-esque 15 minutes of notoriety, former Miss California USA Carrie Prejean has sued beauty pageant organizers claiming she was wrongfully fired for saying marriage should only be between a man and a woman, according to attorney Charles Limandri, who is representing Prejean in the suit. For those of us who had blissfully forgotten Prejean, a reminder of what this whole mess is really about. 2 months after her controversial statement at the Miss USA pageant in April, organizers fired Prejean, saying that she broke her contract. Prejean, 22, made headlines worldwide when she said she believed only men and women should be allowed to wed in response to a question by gay celebrity blogger and pageant judge Perez Hilton. She subsequently was named first runner-up. In the weeks that followed, she claimed the answer cost her the Miss USA crown. Her answer came as political leaders across the United States were considering whether to adopt or ban gay marriage, and she became a lightning rod of attention on the topic. Prejean drew support from marriage inequality activists and agreed to appear in advertisements opposing state laws allowing for same-sex couples to wed, as well as becoming a fill-in host on the television program Fox and Friends, the East Coast breakfast time show on the right-wing biased Fox News channel. Topless photos of Prejean appeared on TMZ.com, a competing website to Paris Hilton's, and word spread that the pageant helped her pay for breast implants. Pageant organizers initially retained Prejean, leading to the resignation of model and actress Shanna Mokler from the Miss California USA administration. Mokler is named as a defendant in Prejean's suit. However, in June, the remaining Miss California USA administrators fired her, claiming she had violated her contract by not making assigned appearances on their behalf. Prejean's lawsuit was filed in a Los Angeles Superior Court. Limandri said that she is seeking damages of an undetermined amount. Pageant co-director Keith Lewis says that the suit will be vigorously defended against, adding, "I'm a lifelong Christian. I take great offense at her martyrdom act." He's not alone. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.